The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Chuck DeVos from LifePoint Assembly of God in Osceola. He's a guest of the Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Kate Hapgood from Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, may I pray for you? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for always welcoming us into your presence and for inviting us to call you Father. Throughout history, mankind has been your first priority and your greatest love. Because of that, it gives me great joy to stand in the midst of this Senate chamber and pray for these men and women. I want to thank you for enabling them and empowering them to serve the people of Iowa and one another in their duties. You've given each one specific talents and abilities that, when joined together, serve and benefit the people of Iowa. Thank you for their willingness to serve and to give of their time in the pursuit of a better Iowa for every resident. Today, I ask you to give them wisdom as they serve. There will be meetings and conferences and committees and caucuses today. I'm certain that decisions will be made and be examined under a microscope by many. So in each meeting, in each conference, in each committee, and in each caucus, I ask you to lead those who participate. Give them clarity of thought and the ability to communicate effectively as they work together to resolve the differences and find consensus for the betterment of all Iowans. Guide them beyond simple opinions and toward truth, and give them the courage to make the difficult choices and the tenacity to stand firm in each decision. I pray for their families, their spouses, their children. Though some may not see each other as much during the session because of distance, keep them safe and secure and remind them of the great work their loved one is doing. I also want to thank you for those who serve so well in this chamber who are not senators, for those who assist the senators, for those who manage the chamber, for those who serve as custodians and caretakers. Remind them that even though their name may not make the news, their value to these senators and to the people of Iowa cannot be measured, and that their work is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for each senator and each one who serves. May they sense your presence today, and may they rely upon your wisdom as they move legislation forward. Bless Governor Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Gregg, the House, and each of these senators and servants, I pray, in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 74, Senate File 184, and Senate File 187 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. The chair refers Senate File 185 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Veterans Affairs. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Kanoyer, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce to everyone my daughter. This is Sydney Kanoyer. She is a freshman at Iowa State, proud graduate of Pleasant Valley High School. She's studying advertising at Iowa State, and I'm really proud of her, and I'd like you all to welcome her. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement, Mr. President?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Today, animals in our care will be down in the rotunda. They are an informal group of like-minded people working together to preserve all of our liberties and rights to own, produce, and care for all species of animals, especially if you are a pet owner, farmer, rancher, hunter, show person, 4-H, FFA, exotic, petting zoos, working animals, animals for entertainment, service, or protection. I would invite you all to go down and into the rotunda and visit with Animals in Our Care and find out a little bit more about what they're doing and how they want to support animal both in agriculture and as companion animals. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will that be an order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, later on today, between 11:30 and 1, in room 116, the State Peace Officers Special Agents Association will be here for a lunch and learn. You're going to see some fine persons, have the opportunity to interact with some fine persons from the State Narcotics Division, State Fire Marshal's Office, Intelligence and Major Crimes Unit, as well as Cyber Crimes Unit. They'll give presentations on drug trends in the state, other law enforcement issue trends that they see. They have the opportunity to talk to them and pick their brain about any issues that we might be dealing with here throughout this session. So I invite you all to go downstairs, grab a lunch, and enjoy the presentation. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Final announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
The Brain Injury Association may have emailed you and said they were going to be here today, and because of the weather, they are postponing and will be here on Monday. So keep that in mind that they'll be here on Monday and look forward to talking with you about their issues. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Des Moines, Senator Green, seek the floor?
Short announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, President. Tomorrow morning, Med Farm will be here at the Capitol. I'd like you and to invite all of you to join Med Farm, Iowa's only operational medical cannabis manufacturer, tomorrow morning for a breakfast from 7 to 9 o'clock down in 116. Med Farm looks forward to providing an update on their medical cannabis dispensaries. You know, this issue isn't going to go away. This is an issue that the Iowa Senate has overwhelmingly supported 45-5 in 2017. And I think it's something we must keep those citizens with debilitating medical conditions, give them a hope, give them another opportunity for a medical resolution of their condition. So I ask you all to please join us tomorrow morning for breakfast. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Are you in order for announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, President. It takes strong champions to put Iowa and our communities on the map, and those champions are in town tonight, and I invite you to join the Iowa tourism industry and the professional developers of Iowa at the Iowa State Fairgrounds tonight from 5 to 7. Just a reminder that your communities are going to be there, but we employ over 60,000 people in Iowa. It costs we employ 60,000 Iowans, $8.5 billion is generated from tourism, and it costs over $507 million to our state treasury. So just some facts and figures for you, because I'm sure they'll be hammering those facts and figures to you tonight. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Henry, Senator Taylor, seek the floor?
A point on a request.
You're in order for a point of personal privilege, Senator.
Thank you. I would like to remind the body that this is the Senate chambers. When we're adjourned and when we're recessed, a lot of us like to bring people into the chambers and visit here in the back, and that's great. And I know the people love it, but be mindful that this is still the Senate chambers. We need to keep our comments down a little bit because there's a lot of people working in here still. And when there's a lot of noise in the background, it makes it very difficult for your fellow senators and your clerks to get their work done. So I'd appreciate it if you could keep it to a dull roar. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. There are no other senators seeking the floor for announcements or points of personal privilege. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Democrats will caucus in room 24 this morning.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 7th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, January 7th at 9 a.m.